Hello, hello. Ashley here. Welcome back to another episode of the Maverick Mompreneur podcast, or welcome if this is your first time listening to one of my episodes. I'm so glad you're here either way. This is going to be a regular episode of the podcast. For a little while here, I'm going to be doing two episodes per week, one regular online business and personal branding, the things that we're used to around here, and then the other is more focused on starting a podcast. I'm basically doing a free audio course in how to start a podcast, and those episodes are at the end of the week, publishing on Fridays or Saturdays. Today, we're going to talk about something real important, and this is going to be real talk. So if you're very sensitive, this might not be the episode for you. Feel free to go to the next. But this is something that I know that so many women need to hear or need to be reminded of. We're going to be talking about what it really takes to build an online business, and it might not be exactly what you're thinking. Okay, so a little backstory of where I got the inspiration to jump on the mic and talk with you about this topic. I posted in my Facebook group, Elevate Academy. If you're not in there, there's a link in the show notes. There's 4.7 thousand members right now. It's a great community. I hang out there quite a bit. But anyway, I posted about my course, Passive Digital Product Funnel Lab, which I know is a mouthful, but I wanted it to be very clear about what it is that I'm teaching within that course. So anyway, there was a ton of interest. I think I had like 40 something comments on the post requesting links and information. And I had a question, which I love questions. I think it's very important to, as a consumer, ask questions. And one of our members said, does it really work? How much time do you invest upfront? How much money is required upfront? How long before you begin to see sales? I'm actually going to add this question to my FAQ portion of the sales page, because it's so good. And I think a lot of people have this question, and I could be reading between the lines, but I think that there are expectations that are created by what we see on the internet these days and what we expect as far as the time it takes to build something that is successful, and not only successful, but sustainable. If you've been around a while, you already know that what I do is teach women entrepreneurs how to build skill sets and the mindset to create and sustain long-term businesses and brands. We don't do fast money or cash grabs. If you've listened to an episode about why I walked away from team building in the social selling industry, you'll know that I literally left thousands and thousands a month because of this very principle. And so this is really, 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 did I say really, important to me to talk about. Okay, so I'm going to give you the answer that I gave to this member, and then we're going to talk about this even further. So what I told her was the course, the one that I'm selling, the one that I created, is $197. It's on sale right now. So less than $200, which is an absolute steal considering I'm teaching exactly what's generated hundreds of thousands in revenue within my business over the last few years. Anything that's going to generate sustainable income requires time and work up front. That's for sure. I designed the curriculum to take 6 weeks to learn, build, and implement. But, and this is a big but, depending on someone's background, so say they already have courses or they already have digital products and they just don't have the automated sales funnel system set up, and so they're not going to need to go through the module to create a digital product, it's obviously going to take them a shorter time. Whereas if someone is brand spanking new and they are developing their brand and they are doing things like dialing in their niche and going through all of the pre-work, it may take them longer than 6 weeks. It also depends on how much time someone has to invest. Everyone has different commitments with their time and schedule. Someone who has a ton of time commitments and can't carve out the time required to complete the curriculum in 6 weeks as it's designed to be is going to take longer, and that's totally okay. Back to my answer. As far as how long before you begin to see sales, firstly, I'm going to interject here that that's literally impossible for me as the course creator and for me as a coach to predict or to tell someone how long before they start seeing sales, because that's going to depend on the level of pre-existing skill sets. So for example, if someone is a marketing pro as far as their content creation, so say they're creating content on Instagram or they're a podcaster and they're already experienced in that marketing piece, the driving traffic to the sales funnel piece, they're obviously going to see sales a lot faster passively once they have their system set up than someone who does not have those skill sets and is working on building them. By the way, all of these things that I'm saying saying are factors for how quickly someone would see sales can be taught, learned, and developed. It's not just you get what you get and you don't throw a fit type of vibe, right? We can learn and develop all of these things. Adding to how long before you begin to see sales, that's also going to depend on the size of someone's current audience, how warm that current audience is, and so many other factors. If you have someone with a large audience who's warm, they've been influential with their audience for a while now, and they create a digital product that is relevant and highly desirable to their audience, which is something I teach you within that course, they're going to see sales faster than someone who is just starting out and building an audience on a particular platform. So there's really no cookie cutter and there's no one timeline. And any coach who says different is lying, in my humble opinion. Now, the tagline on my course is zero to passive in 6 weeks. You definitely could, if you have certain characteristics, go from zero to passive income in 6 weeks. So for example, if you have a digital product, so you have a course, you have a PDF, you have an ebook, you have a planner, you have even a coaching offer, anything that you want to sell and have the sales process be passive. If you're already selling that and it's converting and you just don't have a workable funnel that can allow you to make sales while you sleep, while you're getting your nails done, while you're going to the park with your kids, you're going to see sales right away. If you were seeing sales before, you're going to see sales as soon as you get this up and running and turn it on. It's just going to be a heck of a lot easier once you build it out. Whereas if you're new and you're dabbling and you're treating starting a business like a hobby and you don't really have a lot of time to put in that sweat equity to build your audience, to nurture your audience, and to learn how to create content that converts, which by the way is also addressed in the course. All of this stuff is addressed in the course, by the way. I should just say that up front. Most businesses are not profitable in their first 1, 2, 3, even beyond that years. But I think we get this perception that if you're not making money within 4 months, within 2 months, within a year, whatever it is, that it's not going to work and you don't have what it takes. And that's when most people quit. So I'm going to tell you right now, real talk from my experience and in my opinion, and you can debate me on this for sure, because obviously there is no one most important factor to success in business, in entrepreneurism. But I would argue that the most important factor is resilience, the ability to bounce back from setbacks, the ability to try again and fail again and try again and iterate and tweak and work on things, adapt to change, persist, even when things aren't working yet, even when you're not profitable yet, to still put in the hard work required for sustainable and long-term success with a passive digital product funnel or anything else that you choose to do online. Without resilience, it's going to be real hard to sustain long-term efforts towards your goals, period. Someone who is a resilient individual is going to be way better equipped to navigate all the inevitable challenges, the steep learning curve, the failures that come up along the path to sales, to success, to making it, right? That is a part of every single successful business owner's journey, is a lot of failure. If I could tell you how many times I have just failed flat on my face. So anyway, there's other traits, obviously passion, being persistent, being adaptable, being a hard worker, an active learner. The thing about resilience is that's that kind of foundational trait that supports the development of all those other qualities. So when someone takes my course, in order for it to work, so does it really work? Yes, it's exactly my business model. It's actually way more than I knew when I was a successful business owner. I still am, but this is what I've learned along an 8-year journey. I created a 6-figure brand back in 2020, but I started online in 2016. It took me a lot of time, a lot of pivots, a lot of learning, a lot of figuring out what I wanted to do, et cetera, to be able to create that what seemed to be to some fast success. It wasn't fast. That's years. And yes, I was making money before that, but not in the same way that I am now, in the way that I'm teaching within Passive Digital Product Funnel Lab. Anyway, maybe I feel like the most important trait to being a successful entrepreneur is is resilience, because I feel like that is the one thing that I do have. I will continue going no matter what. And if you follow my journey, you know that that's the case. There's a Nelson Mandela quote. He says, "Do not judge me by my success. Judge me by how many times I fell down and got back up again." And that's so powerful. So I want you to think about failures in your business or failures in your life as opportunities for you to become more resilient. Because you know how you build resilience? It's not that life gets easier or business gets easier, but it's that you get stronger and you learn more. You learn how to adapt. You develop that resilience. So think of those failures as a chance for you to develop that and keep moving. I had a client the other day say something like, "Well, I just can't stand to have another flopped launch," or something along those lines. And I told her, I said, "Well, that's going to be a barrier for you right there." If I had said that after, I can't even tell you how many launches that I've had that have flopped, but each time I've gotten so much better. I've taken that as, okay, something was off. Something in my messaging was off. I hadn't grown or nurtured my audience to the extent that I needed to. I was out of alignment within my offer. There's so many different things that I have developed and learned over time only through failures. If I always succeeded and have had excellent launches, I'd be a pretty crappy coach in helping someone to navigate when they're going through failures. But the one thing that I see over and over again is women giving up at the first sign of failure, or being so scared of failure, or being seen failing publicly, that they won't start at all. They won't give it their all. They are hard workers, but they don't have that resilience, or they don't trust in that resilience, or they haven't given themselves enough opportunities to fail to develop that resilience that they need for the success that they so desperately want. And it drives me so crazy with empathy and compassion for them, because I know that the key to building resilience that's required for success is sucking long enough for that to happen. And you'll have to let me know. I would love to do an episode on building resilience just as a person, because I do feel like that's something that by life experience, I've had quite a bit of advanced training in, shall we say. And I would love to go through some of what I've learned and share that with you. So let me know in the reviews section. If you listen to this episode and you would like to talk more about how to develop resilience, I will definitely create an episode just on that specifically. So go to the reviews section on whatever platform you're listening on and let me know. Do you want to know more about resilience? What do you want to know about resilience? Or do you have tips for how to develop that really, really, really single most important trait, in my opinion, for success? So I'm going to wrap it up there for now, but I want you to do something this week. I want you to challenge yourself, try something new, do something that you've hesitated on starting because of nervousness that it won't work, and do it. And then if you fail or you feel like it's not working, I want you to keep going. And if you need to check in with someone, that's part of why I created the membership. If you want to have a space where you can check in with someone, get feedback so that you're not just shooting into the dark, you can totally do that too. I mean, I don't want you to just do something and continue doing that over and over and over if it's not a good strategy to begin with. Get feedback, take a course, read a book. There's so much knowledge available to us. Go ask ChatGPT what he or she thinks. I mean, literally, learn from every single moment and you're going to start developing that resilience. Just don't hold back from the impact and the income that you could have if you weren't sitting there analyzing, will this work for me? So can I tell someone if my course will work for them? No, I can't, because there are so many different factors that go into whether someone will even start a course. I can see from my course platform who of my students have started a course. I can see their progress, and you would be absolutely floored to see how many people don't even ever start the course. So I challenge you, if you have passive digital product sales funnel, it's linked in the show notes, but if you have that and you haven't started it, or you've started it and you haven't completed it, or you haven't implemented it, or you have questions, do the work. Go do it. You deserve that. Your business deserves that. The success that you want is on the other side of the things that you're avoiding doing. And most often than not, I see women entrepreneurs avoiding things because they're fearful of failure. But failure is the very thing that leads to resilience, which is the most important thing for success. success. Okay, I gotta wrap up. I'm getting back on my soapbox, but I love you guys and I can't wait to talk to you soon. Have a wonderful day, and until next time, cheers to your impact. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got a ton of value. And if you did, I would really appreciate if you would rate, subscribe, and review this podcast. It really helps push out the message that I have to share with other female entrepreneurs. Thank you so much.